Let's continue in the Gemarot in Masechet Gittin, the Gemarot of the Chorban Bet HaMikdash. We are on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. In the middle of the page, where it says, Havu Behu Hanhu Biryone. Mamash, in the center, in the middle of the page, we just mentioned the three rich Jews who were, all three of them were Yir'e Shamaim in Yerushalayim, Nakdimon Ben Gurion, Ben Kalba Savua, and Ben Tzitzit HaKasat, and the tremendous chesed that they had, and the riches that they had. One was able to support Yerushalayim for 21 years with wheat and barley, one was able to support with wine and salt and oil, and one was able to support with wood. Okay, so it seems like we can buy time now. The Romans, under the general Aspasianus, besieged Yerushalayim, but we can buy time because we have enough to be supported for years. There's one problem, a biryonim. Havu behu hanhu biryone. The zealots. There were in Yerushalayim hotheads, Jews who wanted to fight the Romans. They didn't want to make peace with them. Biryonim. In Hebrew, biryon means a person who only goes by force. Yesh lo koach. That's
the biryon is avaryanim.
Ken, bederech klal kmo avaryanim. Hamila biryon ze ba milashon briut, shu bari. Bari hakavana chazak im koach. But you're right, usually they were avaryanim. So you had biryone in Yerushalayim. Amru lehu rabbanan. So the rabbanim told the biryonim, who were like the mafia, so the rabbanan told them, nepuk v'na'avit shlama behadayu. Bona ase shalom itam. Let's negotiate with the Roman government. Let's make peace with them. Let's see what we can do to salvage what we can. Lo shavkinu, lo natnu lahem. The biryonim did not let the rabbanim go and negotiate with the Roman government. Amru lehu nepuk v'na'avid krava be'adayu. The biryonim said to the rabbanim, they said, that's it. We'll go out, we're going to fight them. We're going to fight the Romans. Zehu, na'ase itam krav, na'ase milchama. Amru lehu rabbanan, the chachamim told them, lo mistaya milta, it's not going to help, it's not going to work, you're going to lose. It's not worth the loss of life. The chachamim were always the ones that went for shalom, that went for peace, and looked for darkei noam, and ways that were logical and rational. The biryonim were hotheads, and they wanted to fight. It was part of the Nevoah, right. Yes, okay. Very good.
If you go out, you're going to have to make peace with them, you'll be all right. They're not going to listen.
Then it's going to be problems.
Okay.
So you know what happened? The Biryonim were such aggressive people, when they saw that the Rabbanim are thinking of maybe making peace. Kamu kalanhu lehanhu amabre dechite usare. Sarfu et hakol, they got up and they burnt all the storehouses of wheat and barley that could have supported Yerushalayim for over 20 years. And now the famine came and there was hunger. And there was hunger, because we're going to hear now to what extent the Ra'av was now in Yerushalayim. And of course, this too was also part of the Nevuot of the Nevi'im, and we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av and we read Echa, and many of the psukim of Echa describe the Ra'av, the famine, the terrible famine, hunger, that was in the time of Chorban Beit HaMikdash, Bebayit Rishon, Vechen Bebayit Sheni. And here the Gemara gives us a little story about it. Marta Bat Baitus, Atirata Dirushalayim Havia. Marta Bat Baitus was a famous rich woman in Yerushalayim. She was one of the richest women in Yerushalayim. Shadarta lishlucha, she sent a messenger from her house, ואמרה לה, זיל הייתי לי סמידה, לך תקנה לי סולת. If you can please go to the store, bring me fine flour. היא הייתה רגילה רק בסולת. Only fine flour she was used to having. עד דאזל, איזדבן. איך שהוא הלך, זה כבר, it was sold out. By the time he got to the store, the fine flour, the solet, was sold out. Ata, הוא חזר הביתה, he came back, אמר לה, סמידה לקה. He told her, listen, גברת, I'm sorry, there's no solet left, there's no fine flour. חיוורת איקה, אבל יש קמח לבן, but there's nice, good flour, white flour. אמרה לה, זיל הייתי לי. She told, okay, go bring it. He went back to the store. By the time he got to the store, Gamze Nigmar, this also was sold out. Atave Amarla, he came back and he told her, Giveret, Mechila, Chivarta Leka, the white flour is finished. Gushkara Ika, Yesh Kemach Shachor. There's third degree. Nira li Yehudi, aval ani lo batuach. He said, "Kushkara ika." There's upachad yashira. His mani avila kema itaru yishpoch li itzal apanim. You know, he was scared, so he went home. He said, "You know what? I'll ask her permission." Kushkara ika. There's black flour, dark flour. Amar la zila iti. Amrale. I'm sorry. Zil aiti li. Go bring it for me. Ade azal izdav gamze. He went to the store, and it was finished. Ata ve'amar la kushkara leka. Even the brown flour, gam ze nigma, finished. Kimcha de sa'are ika, yesh kemach se'orim. There's barley flour. Usually barley flour they gave to animals. But that's what's left. Amra le zil ayti li. She told him, go and bring for me. Ade azil isdaban. Gam ze nigma. By the time he went back to the store, it was corona, COVID-19. Nigma, nothing left. Ay, 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 listen to this. Havashlifa Mesana. She happened to be at that moment, she was wearing one shoe. Amra epuk ve'echze. She said to herself, I'm going to put on my other shoe. I'm going to go outside. Ani etze be'atzmi. I'll go out myself and I'll see. Im mashkachna midi le'mechal. If I can find something to eat. As she was trying to put on her second shoe, a piece of chutz mikvotchem, of excrement, of tzo'ah, shel behemot, dung, a piece of dung, got stuck to her foot, v'imeta. And she died on the spot because she was so istenis, she was so faint of heart, she couldn't stand such a dirty thing, she died on the spot. Kare ala Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, said on her the pasuk that we read in Parashat Kitavo, Haraka becha veha'anuga asher lo niseta chafragla hatzega la'aretz. Remember, the Tochecha in Parashat Kitavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told us already from the beginning, it's going to come to a point where Haraka becha veha'anuga, the most spoiled, you know, richest lady, she never put her feet on the ground. Everything was done. She sits on the couch and everything is done for her. And what happened? She went to such a low state and she died. That's how bad the Ra'av was. Ika de'amre, some say a different version of how she died. Grogarot Rabbi Tzadok achla. Some say she was able to go out of the house to look for something to eat. She found on the floor grogarot shel Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok, as we're going to learn, he was a Tana Kadosh in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. And already for 40 years, before the Chorban HaBayit, he saw Beruach HaKodesh that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. For 40 years he was fasting. Kol Yom Tzam. Until he became like as thin as a paper. And what would he do when he would break his fast at night? They would give him grogarot. Grogarot is te'enim yeveshim, dry figs. He would take the dry fig, he would take the juice out of it, ve'azorek et hashar. And he would throw out the leftover. He would just take the juice. That's what she found on the floor. A leftover fig from Rabbi Tzadok. Ve'itnisa. Zeh magi'ilota. It disgusted her so much. Umeta. Mirov ge'ul, imeta. No alenu. Chutz mikvotchem. And now the Gemara tells us, v'derech agav, what's the story of Rabbi Tzadok? The Rabbi Tzadok yativ 40 shenin beta'anita delo lichrav Yerushalayim. Rabbi Tzadok yashav beta'anit 40 shana kede shelo techarev Yerushalayim. For 40 years he fasted. Who knows what tikkunim he was doing in those 40 years. Rabbi Tzadok. Umuzkar arbe pe'amim b'mishnayot. Lo Tzadok ha-Kohen. Rabbi Tzadok ha-Kohen זה רב שחי לפני 200 שנה. היה צדיק קדוש ונורא וגאון גדול. זה רבי צדוק התנה. במשנה אתה תראה אותו עם רבן גמליאל. כן? הוא היה מחמיר. תמיד היה מחמיר. So רבי צדוק הוא צדיק גדול. And he fasted for 40 years. כי הווה אכיל מידה, when he would finally eat something, הווה מתחזה מהברי. זה היה נראה מבחוץ. You would see it through his throat. הוא היה כל כך רזה. הוא היה כל כך כחוש. He was so thin that you would see the food go down his throat. Ulai ktzat magzimim kan, but you would see it go. Yeah. Roim kshe'razim meod. V'chi ahava bari, when he kshuaya mavre et atzmo, when he would break his fast from time to time, mai tule grogaot, ayu mevi'im lo, they would bring him dry figs, mai yitzmayhu, v'haya motzetz et ha'mitz, he would take out the juice, ושדי לו, והזורק את השאר, and he would throw the rest. כי הווה קניחה נפשה, getting back to מרתה בת ביתוס, when she was dying, כשהיא הייתה גוססת, at the moment when she was dying, אפיקתה לכל דהבה וכספה, she took out all her gold and all her silver from her house, שדיתה בשוקה, she threw it into the street. אמרה, היי למי מבאי לי. She said, מה אני צריך את כל זה? מה אני צריכה את זה? What is it going to do for me? So she threw it in the streets. והיינו דכתיב, and this also was prophesized by the Navi יחזקאל. כספם בחוצות ישליחו. זה פסוק in יחזקאל. It's going to come to a point where they're going to throw their money out on the street because they won't feel any worth in it. So that's the end of the story of the Ra'av. So we are holding in the hunger that was taking place in Yerushalayim. Now, the leader of the Jewish people, Manhig Ador at the time, the Gdol Ador was Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, in this time, he was around 112 years old. Zaken Muflag, 112 years old. So we'll see what he's going to do. Abba Sikra, Resh Baryone Derushalayim, the head of the gangsters, the head of the Biryonim, his name was Abba Sikra. Ze haya Hashem shelo. Zakha Shashem shelo, katub bagmara. Abba Sikra was the head of the mafia. And he had a yichus. Bar Achate de Rabban Yochanan ben Zakayava. Waya ben Achoto, he was the nephew of the great Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shalach le. So Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great, old, venerated rabbi, he sent a messenger to call Abba Sikra. Ta betzin'a legabai. Amar lo, bo b'sheket elai. Come to me quietly. Come privately to me. I want to talk with you. Ata, he came to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar le, so Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai tells Abba Sikra. יש גמרות כאן אם אתה רוצה. אנחנו בנונווה ועמוד א', לקראת הסוף. אתה אמר לי, עד אימא תבדיתו אחי. רב יוחנן בן זכאי tells his nephew, Abba Sikra, till when are you doing this? עד אימא תבדיתו אחי, עד מתי תעשו ככה? וקטליתו לאלמה בחפנה. ואתם הורגים את כולם ברעב, you're killing everybody in hunger. Till when? What is this? אמר לס, אבא סיקרא, told רבן יוחנן בן זכאי, מי איביד, מה אני יכול לעשות? What should I do with them? דהי אמינו להומידי קטלו לי. אם אני אגיד להם משהו, יהרגו אותי. So the head of the ביריונים was scared of the ביריונים. He tells רבן יוחנן בן זכאי, you're right, רבנו, דוד, רבי, you're right, 100%, but if I tell them anything, they're going to kill me. Amar le, so Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai told Abba Sikra, ta'aseh li tova. Chazi li takanta le didi de epuk. Ta'aseh ze mashu, come up with some plan that I can get out of the city. Don't forget, the Romans are besieged the city. Do something that I should be able to go out of the city. Efshar de'aveh atzala purta. Shalom, baruch haba. Ulay ani yachol le'atzil mashu. Maybe I can bring about some kind of small hatzala, salvation. Amar le'a basikra said, I have a plan. Could be thought about it for a while. And he told him, yesh li tochnit. Bo na'aseh kacha. Nekot nafshach biktzire. Pretend, he's telling Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, pretend that you are sick, that you're very sick. Make believe you're very sick. Veleitu kule alma velishailu bach, so that for a few days people are going to come to visit, lishol otcha, lidrosh bishlomcha, to see how you are. So the rumor will go around that the old rabbi, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, is very, very sick. Ve'aiti midi sarya. Now bring something that stinks, that has a bad smell, a foul odor. Ve'agne gabach, and put it in your bed. Ve'lemru denach nafshach, to give the picture that, oh, Rabbeinu niftar, he died. People will say, he died. Ve'li'aylu bach talmidach. And then, your talmidim should be the only ones that should come to take your mitah, to carry your aron. Veloli ulbach ini shachrina. Don't make a tzivui, make a request, that only your talmidim should carry your mitah, your bed, but nobody else. Why? Veloli geshan bach de kalilat. So that they should not, people will notice that you're light. The inhu yad'e, because people know the chayaya kalil mimita, she'adam achay ukal min amet. A dead body is much heavier than the person when he's alive. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, achay noseh et atzmo. A person who's alive, he carries himself. You pick up someone when he's alive, chetzi me'avodah hu oseh. Okay? But a dead body, it's double the mishkal, the weight. So only your talmidim. Your talmidim are not going to make any problems. But if someone else will be carrying them, zelo metze, umet ma ze po awanta. Avid hachi, dead weight in English, right. exactly. Avid hachi, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai did so. He followed the plan. Nichnas bo Rabbi Eliezer mitzad echad v'Rabbi Yoshua mitzad acher. Anachnu bedaf nun vav amud alef. So his great Talmidim, the great Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkenus and Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania, Rabbi Eliezer on one side of the bed, Rabbi Yoshua on the other side of the bed, right? And they're carrying ki matu lepitcha, when they came to the entrance or to exit the city. Tamakir tasipu, ken? Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Roman guards who were at the door, or maybe the biryonim, I'm not sure, but anyone, the guards that were by the entrance to the gate of the city, and here Rabban Yochanan, I mean the talmidim of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, want to go keilu likvor oto michutz la'ir, as if to bury him. Ba'u lemitkere, they wanted to, you know, put a spear in him, lasim lidkor oto becherev, to see is he really dead or are you playing a game? Amar lehu, so he told them, yomru rabban dakru, as a biryonim. The guards were Jewish; they were the biryonim. So the Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yoshua tells them, kacha tem rotzim la'asot, ma yagidu agoyim? What are the non-Jewish people going to say? Okay. That they killed their own rabbi? That they put a sword in their... That's not nice. Zelo kavod. Zelo lo yafe. Al ta'asu kacha. Don't do it. I said, okay. Ba'u limit chefe. Ratzu litchof oto. They wanted to push a little bit to see if he reacts. Amar lehu, he told them, yomru rabban dachafu. Ze yafe. Yiru otcha romayim. Yagidu kacha mitnagim la rabbanim shalayim achare shemetim. Dochafim otam. They push around the rabbis. Not nice. Bekitzur, they were able to patru le bava. They open up the door. Nafak, he went out. Once they got out, okay, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai gets out of the aron. He brushes his beard a little bit, and now he's ready to go to the Kesar, to the government, to speak with him. Kimata lehatam, kshuigi alisham, when he got to the palace, to the Armon of the emperor, when he got to the emperor, but actually this wasn't the emperor, because the emperor is in Rome. But who was the one in charge in Yerushalayim? Aspasianus. Uigia lechatzero shel Aspasianus. He comes to Vespasian. Amar, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai greeted Aspasianus with the following words. Shlama alach malka, shlama alach malka. Peace to you, O king. Peace to you, O king. Shalom alecha amelech. Ulo amelech. Amar le, so Aspasianus told Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Michaivat trei ketala. Ata chayav shtei mitot. Asita kan shtei averot, shnei averot. You did two sins. You are liable to death for two violations. Chada, number one, delav malkana. I'm not the king, Adoni. The king is in Rome. Vekakarit li malka. And you call me the king? That's not nice. Zemoret b'malchut. If you call someone else a king, and I'm not the king. Rashi explains differently. He says, "V'it'alalta bi." You're playing a game with me. You're calling me king when I'm not a king. Zed, that's a violation. I can kill you right now. V'tu ve'od davar, and another violation. Listen to this, Rabotai. This is a famous line by the Baalei Musar. Imalkana, if be'emet I'm a king, as you say. Ad ha'idana amai lo atet legabai. Ad achshav alama lo bata elai if I'm a king. If I'm such a king, so why I didn't see you till now? You have to come, give kavod, come meet with the king. So two things you did wrong. They say famous stories about big tzadikim. I saw this about Rabbi Aaron Mikarlin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that on Rosh Hashanah, when the Chazan, by the Ashkenazim, the Chazan, he begins with the word HaMelech. Pitom, he fainted on the spot. The big Rav, he heard HaMelech, Italef, he fainted. Acharei shechiyu oto, they brought him back, they said, Ma kara oto rega? Why'd you faint? He said, I remember the Gemara in Gitin Nun Vav. It says, Imalka ana ad haidna madu alo atit legabai. If I am a king, אז עד עכשיו איפה היית? השם מלך, כן? אז מה, רק היום באת? Only today נזכרת בי, you remember me today, what about till now? אז הוא חרד מזה. Anyway, so that's what Aspasianus told רבן יוחנן בן זכאי. אמר לי, רבי יוחנן בן זכאי had an answer. דקאמרת לב מלכה ענה, we turn to נון וו עמוד בית. This that you tell me that you're not a king, Ibra, Ibra Kavana Haemet, Ibra means the truth, Malkaat. You are the king. Ata Khoshev, you're not the king. Wait just a little while. You are the king. You know why? The Ilav Malkaat, because if you were not the king, La Memsera Yerushalayim Beyadech, Yerushalayim would not be given over into your hands. I see that Yerushalayim Masur Beyadcha is given over into your hands. Must be you're the king. Lama? Dichtiv, because it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Vehalevanon be'adir yipol. Ve'en levanon el abet ha-migdash she'ne'emar ha'har ha'tov hazeh ve'alevanon. It's the one of the first Pasukim in Parashat Vayitchanan that we read in Nachamu. Shabbat Nachamu. Levanon is Bet HaMikdash. VeHaLevanon BeAdir Yipol. Maze Adir? Adir means the highest official, the king. So I see Yerushalayim and the Bet HaMikdash is about to be given into your hands. Must be you are Adir. Must be you are the king. So you are the king. That's the answer to the first question that you had. Udeka Amart Imalka Ana. al shelatcha hashniya, and in regards to your second question, that if you are a king, amai lokatit legabai, why adaidna, why I did not come to you till now? My answer is the following: pashut meod, biryone deit ban lashavkinan. The biryonim that are misbehaving by us, we have some hotheads, we have zealots. They didn't let us come to you. I'm sorry, mechila kvod amelech. I couldn't come to you. The biryonim did not let me. Amarle. So Aspasianus tells Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, ilu chavit shel dvash. If let's say you had a big barrel of honey, udrakon karuch alea, or drakon karuch alea, nachash gadol. Drakon means a serpent, a snake, a poisonous snake, is wrapped around the chavit. Lo hayu shovrim et hachavit bishvil drakon? Wouldn't you take the axe and break the chavit in order to kill the drakon? Okay, so you're going to lose some honey, but at least you'll be able to save. So you say that you have a snake around Yerushalayim, the biryonim. So do something. Destroy the wall, burn the wall, and you take care of those biryonim, and you come to see me. That's one pirush in the Gemara. There was a hint here in the Mefarshim. Aya kan remez. The Mefarshim. As kan aya remez, where remez lo, he was saying to him, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, that because of the drakon, because of the tzedukim and the biryonim and all those who were against the Torah that were in charge of the Beit HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol had no choice but to destroy Yerushalayim in order to purify Am Yisrael from the tzedukim. Do you know that in the Gemara, all the stories that we hear about the tzadukim is up until Chorban Beit HaMikdash. From the Chorban Beit HaMikdash, all of a sudden, the manhigim of the people are the Chachmei Yisrael. Up until then, the tzadukim had a lot of power. They were in charge of all the monies in the Beit HaMikdash. The last 100 years, many of the Kohanim Gedolim were tzadukim. Yeah, the Gemara in Masechet Yoma tells us. And one of them became, that was the first one, Yochanan Hokanus. The last 100 years was not good in the Beit HaMikdash. It was very, very bad because they took over. Why did they want to become Kohanim Gdolim? Because you know how much money there was in the Beit HaMikdash? All the Machatzit HaShekel, imagine all the monies that the Jewish people, Hayu Leshachot Miyuchadot Bishul Kesef. There was rooms filled with monies. And so they were in charge. This was already a poison in Klal Yisrael, and it was a big problem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, I heard this from Rav Avigdor Milo Alav Shalom, he said this was a remez, HaDrakon, this was the tzedukim, Shayu Misaviv Lechavit Shel Dvash, that's the Beit HaMikdash, and that's why ultimately the Beit HaMikdash had to be destroyed in order to save the Torah. But we won't be ma'arich on this now, right now. I want to read the Gemara further. So let's go on in the Gemara further. Ishtik Ushatak. When Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai heard this from Aspasianus, Shatak, he kept quiet. Karea le Rav Yosef, Veiteima Rabbi Akiva, Meshiv Chachamim Achor, Vedatam Isakel. Rabbi Akiva said the Pasuk on Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Some say years later it was Rav Yosef who said this Pasuk. The Pasuk states, Meshiv Chachamim Achor V'datam Yesakel. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Chachamim backwards and he closes their mind, so that at that moment, for a reason that Hashem knows, the Chacham is blanked. He doesn't have the Chochmah for a minute and he wasn't able to answer. He should have answered. He could have told Aspasianus, Shaklilan Tzavta, you take tongues, okay? Tzavta tzvat. Veshaklinan lele darkon, and you remove carefully the snake. Vekatlinan le, and you kill it. Vechavit ashafkinan la, and let the chavit leave it alone. So instead of what the Roman emperor thought to say to him, the Caesar, he thought to say to him, well, there's no choice. Listen, these Biryonim, we have to destroy Yerushalayim because there's no choice. No, you should have told him, Adoni, im ktzat zeirut, with a little bit of care, you can take care of the poison, remove it surgically, and we don't have to destroy the whole Yerushalayim. But he didn't answer that. Yeah. Adehachi bentai. Meanwhile, יש לי רק 4 דקות, אז אני רוצה להגיע לנקודה. Adehachi ate pristaka ale meromi. Meanwhile, while they were talking, a shaliach from Rome. You understand? In those days, it didn't take like a 6-hour flight. Okay? It took days to get from Rome to Yerushalayim. At that moment, who comes in? Shaliach from Rome. Amar le kum demit le kesar. He told Aspasianus, rise, stand up, because the emperor died. Le amre hanu chashive de Romi lo tivach beresha. And all of the high officials of Rome have decided, they have voted, that you should take his place and you become the new emperor. Ooh, right away, Aspasianus sees, wow, Rav Hazeh is a Navi. Well, how did he know? Shloruach HaKodesh, he was amazed. Hava Saim Chad Mesane. So now, he wanted to put on his shoes. Ani achshav ha-kesar, ken? Lo stam. He wanted to put on his shoes. Ba'ale misayma, he was wearing one shoe. Ba'ale misayma le'achrina, he wanted to put on the other shoe. La'ayil, ze lo nichnas. It doesn't fit. Ma kore po? Ba'ale mishlefa li'idach. Amar, tov, it doesn't fit, I'll go buy new shoes. Ratza le'ori tasheni. Lo nafag, ze lo yotze lo. He became bloated. It didn't come off. Amar, ma'ay, ma kore po? What's going on here? Amar le, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was right there at the right time. Amar le, lo titztayer. En baya, yesh li etza. I don't feel bad. Shmu'a tova atyalach. You just heard good news that you are the emperor, right? Dichtiv, it says in Mishle, Shmu'a tova tedashen atzem. Good news makes the bones fat. Ze mashmin et ha'adam, ken? Ela maita kante. So what should I do with one shoe? You know what? Do you have someone that you're not happy with? Shata loev, yesh lecha mishu shata loev. Velichlif kamach, shi'avor liyadcha. Let him pass in front of you. Dichtiv, because the end of the pasuk, veruach necha'a teyabesh garem. A person who's sad, his bones shrivel. Avad hachi, en bayan, batuach, he found easily someone who he's not happy with. Ayi, and the shoe went on. Amar le, Aspasianus was so impressed. He said, u'me'achal dechakmitu kulehai, since you have such chokhmah, ad ha'idana amai lo atitu legabai, ma zechikita ad hayom, why did you wait till today, lama lo bata elai? You came, it's too late now, it's too late. Amar le ve lo amri lach. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, lo aniti lecha mikodem. I didn't tell you before, biryonim, shachachta. Amar le ananami amri lach. I also told you what to do. Remember the snake with the dvash? Amar le, so Aspasianus told Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, tishma, mezal azilna. I'm going now, I have to go to Rome. Ve ini shachrina meshadarna. I'm going to send someone else to be the general. That's going to be Titus, as we know. Ela ba'em inai midi de'eten lach. Tish'al mimeni, tevakesh mimeni, ask from me something. Before I go, ask your last favor from me, and I will give you. What is that going to be? We will see Be'ezat Hashem when we continue. Be'ezat Hashem. Rabbi Chanan Eben HaKasher Omer, yesh lanu kaddish, ani lo batuach. We have to wait a little bit.